it can always be dusted.
Yeah.
What do you call things like that, that you put up that are just...
We don't call them antiques. We don't have, we usually wear things out. We don't have any antiques.
Uh-huh. Where did your mother keep the broom when you were a little girl?
She had two nails driven up, and she hung them up that way. Uh-huh. She had two nails. She would hang that broom up, you know, throw the rest on those nails.
Uh-huh. Any special place? Just on the wall?
On the wall there in the kitchen where we always kept our broom.
Uh-huh. I was just wondering, maybe she kept it behind the door or something out of the way.
Yeah, yes she did. My broom's right in here. I've got the same old towel roller that we got when we married in here with a roller towel on it. Hmm. I still use it.
You still use the roller towel? Huh? Those are handy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, what did your mother call it in the morning when she would pick up things around the house and make the beds and do things like this?
Chores, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Chores.
Just, she'd do the chores?
She'd do the chores, uh-huh.
Did she have anything special that she did on Monday and Tuesday?
No, she didn't wash on a certain day, No, we just washed when we boiled our clothes outdoors, you know. We didn't have any washing machine. Washed on the red board and boiled our clothes outdoors in the big kettle.
How'd you get the wrinkles out of them?
Iron, we ironed.
With a
flat iron, I can remember we used to heat them in front of the fireplace.
Hmm.
And then finally we got some little fancier irons that had a little cover that went over and fastened down on them, a little iron shape pointed on each end.
Uh-huh.
Well then, then we heated them on top of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now we have the electric iron.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, the steam iron, one thing or another.
What did you carry your clothes out if you're going to hang them up? What did you put them in?
Well, we just usually had tubs and things. We didn't have any clothes basket. We really didn't out there on the farm. We didn't have a clothes basket. Some people did.
Is this out in front of your house always been here? That
covering
over the front door there?
Yeah, come look at it. Yeah, this is the way it was built in 1914. Of course, it was all hardwood.
I got a little GI house built a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's not going to last any
sometime years. The weatherboard blows off.
Yeah.
And this old picture, we got it in 1914 on the Danube.
Oh.
My son claims it. And got this picture. Since then, well, I took the middle picture out, and this is my son. Our youngest son's 4-year-old. She's 2-year-old, my youngest daughter. That's on his fourth birthday. We had that little picture.
Do people around here generally call these porches out here?
Porches, uh-huh.
Are they ever called galleries or verandas or?
No, this porch is. We closed in this porch when we put the siding on.
Oh.
This north porch.
Mm-hmm.
This cement porch too.
I like that one.
It
when
was real cold.
In. Yeah.
And we closed it in.
That's pretty miserable in the winter when you have stuff out there. It can be so pleasant with just a little glass.
And the water don't freeze out there.
Uh-huh.
You know.
If the door was open like that out there and I was going out and you didn't want it open, what would you ask me to do?
Close the door?
Mm-hmm.
I can remember that my grandfather, when I was a little girl, he would come and live with first one of his children, then the other, and he'd stay a month or so at each place. He was so pleasant. He had a real white beard.